Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our special meeting today. Today's meeting is going to be fairly short. We've got a few or an item to cover, and then we're going to move into the full executive committee board meeting. So why don't we start with calling to order the meeting at 11:32 and the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll wait for the flag to be posted. All right, right hand over your heart, ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all. Great, fantastic, thank you. All right, board member roll call.
Jenna, were you going to do the full board right now?
Sure, no problem. Gloria Alvarado. Natalie Alvarez. Jesse Benron. Kathy Boyd.
Here.
Rob Claudio.
Here.
Eric Cordonese. Mike Daniel.
Here.
Larae Holland Lease.
Here.
Perry Hollingsworth.
Here.
Chris Horton.
Here.
Trung Lee.
Here.
John Luker. Annalisa Lukes. Doug Mangione.
Present.
Barbara Mason. She's connecting to audio, I see, so I'll come back to her. Gary Mackin.
Here.
Ernesto Medrano.
Present.
Carlos Oregon.
Here.
Mike Ruane.
Here.
Todd Ford. And Brinielle Toomer-Bias. Let me see. Barbara, are you connected to audio? Barbara is present. She's connecting to audio. Regardless, we do have a quorum.
Okay. Jenna, Brinielle is also on the call.
Okay, I will mark her present. Thank you.
Okay, great, thank you. Now, agenda item number four, public comment. Do we have anyone from the public who's interested in commenting or?
If anyone would like to address the board, they can raise their hand or hit a star nine on their phone if they're calling in. Okay, let me double check here. And it does not look like we have any members of the public.
Okay, great. Thank you, Adriana. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to action item number five, AB 361. I think we just passed it up on the screen. So this action item is to review and make findings required by the Government Code subsection 54953E3. So why don't I pause there? And Karma, would you like to provide some background before we move into the recommendation?
Yes, during the pandemic, the governor called made an executive order to allow boards to meet virtually through the pandemic. Recently that order has been revised to allow boards to continue to meet virtually based on certain conditions. Our Workforce Development Board meets quarterly, so it doesn't necessarily apply to the conditions that allow us to continue to meet virtually. However, if we have meetings more frequently, at least once a month, then we can call our meetings to be held virtually. And so the intention of this action item is to raise a vote to allow us to meet in November virtually versus face-to-face. So essentially that is what this action item is intended to do, is to allow us to meet virtually next week.
Okay, thank you, Karma. Any questions for Karma? Okay, all right. So the recommendation at this point is to continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents an imminent risk to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Any questions before we have a motion? Okay. Do we have a motion
to approve? Move approval. This is Mike.
Second.
Second. Okay. Adriana, should I pass this over to you?
I can go ahead and read the roll call now for the voting. Gloria Alvarado. Natalie Alvarez. Jesse Benron. Kathy Boyd.
Approve.
Rob Audio.
Approve.
Eric Bernice. Mike Daniel. Larray Holland-Lease.
Approve.
Terry Hollingsworth.
Approve.
Chris Horton.
Approve.
Trung Lee.
Approve.
John Luker. Annalisa Lukes. Doug Mangione.
Approve.
Barbara Mason. Barbara Mason. Gary Mackin.
Sorry, Adriana, she's having issues connecting. Barbara, if you could put in the chat if you approve or not, we'll document it.
I approve. Gary Mackin.
Okay, approves. Gary Mackin. Thank you, Gary. Ernesto Medrano.
I too approve.
Carlos Oregon. Mike Ruane.
Approve.
Todd Sword, and Brenielle Tumor-Bias.
Approved.
All right, and the motion passes.
Great, thank you, Adriana. So Karma, at this time, we've reached the conclusion of this special meeting's agenda. Is the link different, or do we stay on the same line?
You stay on the same line, but one more thing before everyone gets off. You sent out an invitation for board members to participate in the CWA Youth Forum or Youth Conference, and we just want to make sure that you all receive that. If anyone's interested, please let me know so that we can make arrangements. And that's it. So I think at this point, if you adjourn, Terry, then okay. Members can log off and we can go into the exec.
Okay, great. Thank you. So at this point, at 8:39, this meeting is adjourned. And so we're closing out this meeting.